Good afternoon, and welcome, my friends. It is Monday. My least favorite day of the week. Well, I'm normal. Monday, March the 12th, Robin Rowell with you on the flip side. Flip side brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. Seemed to be like a broken record of late. We apologize for the audio quality. We'll attempt to rectify that up to the break. We may have to resort to the old standby. Quick check of what happened on Wall Street today. It was, well, we don't have to worry about the semi-Y2K blick that we had. Nothing disastrous happened. And subsequently, Wall Street celebrated. Dow closed up 42 points at 12,318. NASDAQ up 14 at 2,402. According to the AP, Wall Street's recovery from last month's plunge gained momentum today, with stocks rising as investors look past all the bad news, especially in the subprime market, and instead concentrated their response to another parade of acquisition deals. And it would be really nice if the guys in the studio just could turn down the open mic that's there so I don't have to listen to the frivolity in which they are conducting their conversation. Thanks, guys. Well, a little disturbing when you hear guys yakking in your ear. But that aside, as we mentioned, Wall Street looking past all the bad news. There's a lot of bad news out there that they don't want to deal with, such as the subprime mortgage market that could be the unraveling of the U.S. economy. But let's not worry about that. Let's not worry about the Chinese now announce their intentions of what they're going to do with $1 trillion of excess U.S. Federal Reserve notes that they've acquired over these many years, thanks to the support of all those Walmart shoppers. Without you buying those cheap little plastic crap things from China that break after 6 months, they've accumulated a king's ransom. I'll tell you later what they're going to do with that king's ransom. And it's not good if you are holding U.S. treasuries. Take a short break. Be right back.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
This Monday, yes, everything turns. I just saw a little flash up on the CNN screen there where it said 43% of Americans think George Bush is honest and truthful. And I'm thinking to myself, 43% of the people actually think this? And then, obviously, I did the math. Well, they made up of Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity listeners, the evangelicals that belong to Hagee's church there in San Antonio, Texas, or wherever he is. And I guess the balance is made up from members of the AIPAC who are meeting in Washington, D.C. as we speak. And oh, by the way, I watched a few speeches, including the Vice President and Hagee and a few others at the AIPAC. But we are going to war with Iran. You can take that to the bank. Anyway, on the medals complex today, little selling in gold, which I put down to just simple raising of margins, which was announced on Friday. New margins went into effect today. Not big, but they increased the margins on gold and silver. Subsequently, in New York, gold closed down $1.20 at $650. Silver reversed the trend, went up 13 cents at the close to close at 1305. Platinum and palladium weren't participating, ended up flat on the day. Platinum at 1209, palladium at $355. Currently in Asian trading, gold reversing the trend, now in positive territory by 80 cents at $651.30. Silver continues to move higher, up 3 cents at 1303. Platinum flat, palladium off a buck at 354. Crude oil, as you can expect, is a little cheaper than it was a week ago, which helps explains why the prices at the pump are so much higher today than they were a week ago. But let's not get into rising gas prices and falling crude prices. Crude closed up 5 cents in New York City at $58.96, U.S. dollar flat on the day, sitting at 83.85. Just after the markets closed today for trading in natural gas, there was a explosion at a... It's funny how these things always happen. There was an explosion in Parker, Texas, natural gas pipeline, went kapooey. But nobody seems to think that it's going to have a major effect. But then again, when you think about it, one of the excuses I heard over the weekend from many of the people that are connected to the petroleum industry is that the reason that gas prices at the pump are going higher and will continue to go higher is just simply because the industry didn't anticipate the demand coming in for summer. Like this is something that is unusual and never happens at any other year before this. This is something that, as far as I can tell, happens every year. We understand that refineries have to shut down because they have to make boutique blends in order to meet some stupid environmental law here in In Phoenix, Arizona, for instance, we use different summer gas than they use in Tucson, 100 miles away. Why? Because that's just the way it is. Nobody can figure out why. But anyway, the refiner has to shut down to make the boutique blend for Phoenix, and then shut down to make the boutique blend for Tucson. More bureaucratic messes. Now they can never figure this out. Anyway, it's a fun day here in Arizona. Arizona is a unique place. We do not mess with spring. We go from fall right into summer. This weekend was no exception, and I'm happy to report that the host got a lot of vitamin D. Talking about where we are, and try and let me put this into a little bit of context for you. And I know whenever we speak about the national debt, people's eyes glaze over. It's most probably going to be one of Ron Paul's biggest problems. By the way, this morning Ron Paul announced on C-SPAN that he's running for president. I find it interesting to note that Ron Paul announces he's running for president on C-SPAN while, Senator McKay announces on David Letterman. I don't know. I don't know if you find that odd or not, but there you go. And we'll have more on Ron Paul a little later. Let's talk about a subject nobody wants to talk about, and that's the national debt, which is a fiscal time bomb. We know it's going to explode. We just don't know when it's going to explode. Could happen at any moment. And to try and put it into context, a spokeswoman for the Consumer Credit Counseling Services said if she was advising someone who was spending about 11% of his or her paycheck to cover interest on outstanding debt, this consumer credit counselor said she would immediately advise that person to seek some professional help. This is a huge amount of someone's paycheck just to make ends meet, the counselor said, and that's never smart. If you are borrowing that much, you might feel good for the short term, but over the long haul, you're going to be in big trouble. And unfortunately, my friends, the person she is talking about is you and everybody you know. Because as the national debt approaches a staggering $9 trillion, roughly $240 billion will be spent this year just paying the interest on the half that's held by public creditors. Now, I bring this up because who are our creditors? Well, Japan and China are our largest creditors. And that translates to about 11% of projected tax revenue. In other words, we're spending more on interest for our national credit card bill than was spent last year in discretionary funds for, let's say, Veterans Affairs and the Justice Department and many other agencies combined. And at the rate we're borrowing, many smart people say the amount of annual interest payments could double within 10 years. And why do you have to pay attention to this? Well, last week China announced the creation of SAFE. And I'm not kidding you. It's a new investment agency which will seek higher returns on its foreign currency reserves of more than $1 trillion. Today, a large majority of that $1 trillion consists of U.S. treasuries, which now, according to China, it considers them unsafe. Let me quote from Bloomberg News. China's central bank holds about 70% of its currency reserves in dollars and had a 2006 loss of 26 billion won, that's $3.4 billion, from exchange rate movements. This, according to Standard Chartered Bank's senior economist, Stephen Green. So, the question is,
as China found a safe way to manage their reserves. Well, according to China.org, the State Council has decided to divide the country's foreign exchange reserves into two parts, normal reserves and money to be used for investments seeking more profits. The first part will be managed by the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, otherwise known as SAFE. Will they invest? And this is the question. Will they invest part of the $1 trillion of U.S. Federal Reserve notes in Google or other high-growth expectation dreams? I seriously doubt it. This money is not going to save the American bull market. They will continue doing what they've already been doing, securing assets which allow them to feed the dragon and grow the Chinese economy. Canadian oil sands, the strategic mineral interests of Southern Africa. Yes, you see, these people, they understand which side of their bread is buttered. Now, and it's got interests all over the world. As a matter of fact, China's got, put it this way, if the Chinese, and this is sad, if the Chinese prime minister had to visit South American countries, the five that the president is now embarking on, there wouldn't be riots in the streets. There would actually be celebrations because he's coming to spend money. Unfortunately, all the Bush administration has done has caused chaos and mayhem. According to the International Herald Tribune, they say, and this is Jim Ulrich of J.P. Morgan, he says, they're not going to be looking for financial assets, but energy assets, natural resources, mineral things that China desperately needs. The commodities market, listen up closely, the commodities market will receive a new healthy dose of adrenaline from the strategic investments. And who will not get busted in leverage plays or sell with every rumor in the market, but will hold these assets for their real value, a base for manufacturing production and infrastructure development in Asia? And who will benefit? Well, companies with great management and development asset bases, Canadian oil sands, coal mines in Southern Africa, uranium mines, cobalt mines, titanium mines, zinc mines in the Congo, silver mines in Canada, silver mines in Mexico. Yes, they're buying a lot of safe stuff, and none of it is denominated in U.S. dollars. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
But it's not only the gold and silver markets that are manipulated, because we always talk about the manipulation of the gold and silver. All markets are manipulated. There isn't a single market out there that's not manipulated. The government has its hands in all financial markets. What you see transcribed on a daily basis as far as wins and losses are concerned, it's all fiction. It doesn't even come close to the real world. Because the gains may be made today will be taken away tomorrow when obviously a new strategy is employed. But the reason Paulson is running around China right now is they're petrified what China's going to do with this $1 trillion. Now, obviously, it wouldn't serve China or Japan's interest for there to be a big announcement that they're divesting. Well, they pretty much have said they're divesting out of the dollar, but it wouldn't behoove them just simply because then everybody would start dumping the dollar, and it would hurt them financially. So they're playing a very cagey game, and we will never find out where that $1 trillion goes to. We will never find out. Because that, too, will be well hidden. But as we have already said, America is screwed. Because while America was seeking monsters to destroy around the world, China was grabbing up all the Federal Reserve notes it could and started running around the planet, buying up huge tracts of land with mineral rights from people who were dumb enough to accept Federal Reserve notes in exchange for it. China now has a major interest in mining operations in Canada. It has, nobody wants to talk about this, it has oil exploration teams off the coast of Cuba, where they're most probably doing sand drilling into the Gulf, just simply because, sand drilling was how we got into the first Iraq War, but let's not get into that one. China owns a big stake in Venezuela. Hugo Chavez, the end of the weekend, told George Bush, gringo, go home. And the unfortunate one, and the really unfortunate one, is the abandonment of Southern Africa by these great Western governments has now handed over probably the richest prize. And they didn't even have to invade a country. This is what's quite amazing for China. I mean, he has a superpower. Didn't even have to invade a country. All it had to do was support the communist movement of Nelson Mandela and Robert Mugabe, help them out with a couple of AK-47s and some plastic explosive. Now they got to pay back for all that generosity over all those years. And now China owns a big chunk of Southern Africa and all its mineral wealth. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yee-haw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. As we mentioned earlier, today on this morning, on C-SPAN, and unfortunately it was only on for half an hour. And it's kind of amazing when you watch the mainstream press in this country. The mainstream press, i.e. CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, all your cable channels, are all talking about the anticipation of Chuck Hagel, another Republican, throwing his hat in the ring. There was not one single mention of Ron Paul announcing on C-SPAN this morning that he's running for President of the United States. Over the weekend, there was great brouhaha that Fred Thompson, he's qualified to run for President. After all, he did play one on television, announced that he's contemplating throwing his hat in the ring. Great, it's just what we need, another dispensationalist running for office. I used to like Fred Thompson until I started to dig into his politics and his belief systems. He's just another one of these misguided neoconservatives who believe that Jews are the chosen people and that for Christianity to receive its ultimate reward, Armageddon in the Middle East is obviously where we're going. Which I found amazing. And by the way, the wonders of the internet today, you don't have to listen to what I tell you about what these people say. You can go to our website at republictradinggroup.com or eaglesup.com. And thanks to the Jerusalem Post, we have put up videos of the speech given by Dick Cheney at AIPAC this morning, of Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, of the defense minister, of CIA director James Woolsey. It's pretty much a who's who of the Illuminati within the U.S. government. And then you got Pastor John Hagee, who got a standing ovation. Now, bear in mind, AIPAC, by and large, is socialist by its ideology. It's left of center, far left of center. And yet, yes, the people gave standing ovations to Dick Cheney, a rabid right-winger. You have to ask yourself why. Well, because Israel trumps everything else. They don't care what your politics are, just as long as you support Israel and you're willing to let 19-year-old kids die to invade another country called Iran. Because, and it's amazing, the misinformation that I heard while I was listening to this conference this morning. The whole basis on why the United States needs to remain firm and loyal to Israel and attack Iran is simply because Ahmadinejad threatened to destroy Israel. You had the weeping foreign minister up there talking about her country. She was going to lose a country. Well, honey, get used to it. It's not really that bad. You get over it in time. I lost a country. It's not that traumatic. But she made it very traumatic. And her whole emphasis was on the fact that Ahmadinejad had threatened to destroy Israel. I have read everything that that man has said, both pro and con. And he has yet to call for the destruction of Israel. He has called for the destruction and the elimination of Zionism, which is an ideology, not a religion. That is a fact of life. And so to confuse the masses, which is what AIPAC is doing, they try to paint everybody in Israel as just one big harmonious family, which it's not. Israelis are more split and ideologically driven. It's just the same here in the United States. I mean, it's like the problem we had with South Africa. Everybody in South Africa thought the same, did the same. This is unfortunately a generalization, thanks to the dumbing down of the mainstream media, that we have to deal with on a consistent basis. But there's no question, when you listen to these speeches and you look at who is there, it's very important to look at who is there and who's going to give speeches this week, that you understand that the United States foreign policy is nothing more than a mouthpiece for Israel. It's a reason why the United States of America has no sway of any credibility with trying to resolve the situation in the Middle East. Because the rest of the world does not see the United States as an honest broker. It sees the United States just merely as a puppet for the Zionist Israelis. It's pure and simple. It's not too hard to figure that out. And the amazing thing with the embrace of John Hagee is the fact that this rapture monkey obviously has not told the Jews that when it comes time for the resurrection, that if they haven't converted to Christianity, they're going to rot in hell from now until eternity. But yet they support him and they gave him standing over. You should listen to his speech. Hitler couldn't have given a better speech. It is bizarre, but it's all there. You don't have to listen to what I say. It's there, the videos. You can see it for themselves. You can see the video of John Hagee. I'm reluctant to call him pastor. I mean, as I've often said, I have problems with Christians, you know, calling for death and destruction. Because there's that little thing in the Ten Commandments that always bugs me. You know, thou shalt not kill. What part of thou shalt not kill don't these people understand, like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robinson? John McCain said he's a good Christian. What part of that doesn't he understand? Or is he also a dispensationalist? I would say that he is a dispensationalist. Rudy Giuliani, the man leading the Republican charge right now, and rightly so, anti-life. Well, he'll make a good war president. You've got to be anti-life if you want to be a good war president. Because you've got to have no qualms about killing innocent women and children. And now, by the way, the good news today from Washington, D.C., is that Army Surgeon General Kevin Kiley, this guy should be hung, nevertheless, just drummed out of a job. This is a man that's got the audacity to say that, it's not his fault. It's not his fault. I had other things to do. You know what really disturbs me about this whole expose of how vets are treated? And once again, let's lay the parameters. We're not talking about the treatment that they receive in MASH units in Iraq. We're not talking about the medical treatment they receive in Germany. We're not talking about the medical treatment they receive in Bethesda or Walter Reed. The level of care they get is excellent. It's what happens afterwards, which is the same story that happened after World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War I, Gulf War II. It's the same story. This is not a new story. The unfortunate thing is this story was brought to the forefront by two Washington Post reporters. This story should have been brought to the fore by people like John McCain, or, for instance, one of the numerous veterans organizations who are fully aware of what happens to vets after they come back, receive treatment, and then just simply discard it. The military's mentality is suck it up. We got you back. Okay, you don't have a brain, you don't have a leg, you don't have an arm, but we got you back. Suck it up and deal with it. And then, unfortunately for the veterans who are trying to seek help, ultimately what they do is they get so frustrated with this bureaucracy, they just simply give up looking for help. It's kind of like the scam with the unemployment figures. Well, unemployment is down. Well, yeah, that's because a whole bunch of people gave up looking for a job. That's why they're no longer on the unemployment lines. And then today, the other big expose. Like, this is a shocker. Two-thirds, they say, of 1.2 million troops coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq are going to suffer mental problems. No kidding, really. I'd put that number substantially higher. There are some people, and I've said this many times before, some people can handle the experiences, but you can't really. I thought I had, and I didn't go through anything like what these kids are going through. I mean, I saw a bit of combat, but we were in the bush. This wasn't urban warfare. I never saw people blown to pieces. This reality that these kids have to deal with is going to come back and haunt them. As I said, I never saw anything, and it wasn't until 1990, 20 years after I had served, where I was standing in front of the Vietnam War Memorial. I was overcome. I don't know if you can call that post. I just got really mad. Because when you look at those 58,000 names, it's for what? For some old man and some political agenda that sends 19-year-old kids off to die? And then most people think that a war is just a war. You go to war, you come back home, and everything's fine. No, it's not. You don't come back fine. You come back a completely different person, and not for the better. And some people may be able to suppress those emotions for a while. They may be able to put those visions, those smells, the sounds in their back of their heads, but it comes back at some point in time. Could be 10 years later, could be 20 years later, could be 30 years later. It comes back. You can't suppress those kind of things. That's why I say war is such a barbaric way of settling disputes. And why do we still do it in this enlightened age? We do it because one thing, it makes a lot of money for a lot of people. The giant industrial, military, congressional military complex, which is what it's supposed to be. They just took out the words congressional. Then Eisenhower mentioned industrial, military-industrial complex, and didn't want to associate Congress with it. Well, hello, who appropriates all the funds for these things? Now today you've got Halliburton moving over to the Middle East. Why are they doing it? Well, they want to be closer to the action. And plus, mercenary business is good business. That's what also amazes me. Mercenary business. I've known a lot of mercenaries in my time. They're strange people. People that will work for money to kill other people. And governments all of a sudden they after decrying mercenary groups in Africa for so many years, I mean even Americans that came to help us fight the communists, the U.S. government called them, Jimmy Carter called them mercenaries. These guys weren't mercenaries; they were earning the same pay I was, which was $1 a day. And if you went into combat, you got an extra 50 cents. You get $1.50 a day for combat danger pay. They earned the same as we did. They did exactly what we did. They were grunts just like we were. They weren't mercenaries, but they were mercenaries. I admit this. They were mercenaries. South Africa had long had a policy of, we were at a camp. Guys used to come in dressed in South African camouflage, dress out of it, jump into Rhodesian fatigues. It happened all the time. And then it's what happens in war. It's not a pleasant thing. So here we go, all these revelations. My question, as I said before, my question is, forget about firing all these. My question, what about all these veterans groups out there? They know these problems. Veterans understand the problems of other veterans. World War II veterans understand what happened or what happens after you've been involved in the conflict. Unfortunately for World War II veterans, they don't have the same kind of problems because they actually felt and justified in their own minds that they were fighting a just war. And they should know better if they did their history and understood that World War II was just another scam like World War I and Korea and Vietnam and Gulf War I. Where were the veterans groups? I actually haven't even heard from a veterans group being outraged by the treatment of vets. And then a lot of people say, well, you've been a hypocrite. How can you be supporting, well, because I understand what vets go through, I understand what grunts go through, I understand military mindset. And if a kid is prepared to put on a nation's uniform, irrespective of whether you agree with the war or not, or whether you agree with standing armies or not, that's neither here nor there. It's a moral obligation the government has to a 19-year-old kid who decides to wear the nation's uniform. It's just a moral issue. And unfortunately, America doesn't hold the moral high ground. If you're going to judge a country by the way it treats its veterans, the United States, and as I've said before, it's not only a United States problem. Britain is going through exactly the same thing. They're treating their vets exactly the same way, if not worse. It was the same thing in South Africa. The same treatment for vets. After wars are concluded, vets are just discarded on a pile somewhere. As politicians pump their chest, talk about great victories. Yeah, well, why don't you go fight in one of these wars? Like Dick Cheney wants to go to war with Iran. Hey, Dick, why don't you pick up an AK-47? You know, you missed 5 deferments of going to Vietnam. Hell, I wonder if you've ever been in a fist fight. Really hope that clot in your leg finds its way up substantially higher. That would solve one problem. And nobody on the Democratic side or the Republican side of this equation wants to end the war. They talk, they want to, please, come on. America is going to be in the Middle East, in that neck of the woods, for decades to come. Because they failed to learn from the British experience, they failed to learn from history, failed to learn from the French, which ultimately leads me to conclude that it's all for oil. And you know the unfortunate thing about Ron Paul? And don't get me wrong, I'm going to support Ron Paul all the way. There's no question, as far as qualifications for a president of the United States, Ron Paul meets and surpasses anybody else in this race. But you know what I fear for Ron Paul for? Because as he illustrated this morning, as to why you're running for president, because he wants to make a difference. He wants to get the United States off of this insane spending binge that it's on, return fiscal discipline to the monetary system, which ultimately means the abolishment of the Federal Reserve, which he did say you can't just simply abolish the Federal Reserve. It's part and parcel of the system that we're in, but over time, obviously, it's going to be the cause of our demise. And the reason why I'm nervous about this, because 2 other presidents announced the elimination of the Federal Reserve. Both of them ended up dead. We'll be back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Here's my story. It's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Monday programming notes. Most truly will be doing double duty this week with you today, tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. Jeffrey Bennett taking a few days off. But you can still reach Jeffrey if you want to call him. Not guaranteeing he's going to answer the phone, but you can leave a message for him. big brouhaha over the weekend, report that appeared in the London Telegraph about statements made by Sir Winston Churchill. A row over supposed anti-Semitism of Sir Winston Churchill intensified yesterday in jolly old England, as a Cambridge University academic stood by his assertion that the wartime leader held inconsistent views about the Jewish people. The claims were made by Richard Toy, a lecturer at Homerton College, after he discovered a 3,000-word article from 1937 entitled How the Jews Can Combat Persecution. It was found in the university's Churchill archive. The article states that the aloofness and separatistness shown by the Jews means they have been partly responsible for the antagonism from which they suffer. Oh, separateness. Now, you see, when Churchill wrote that word, separateness, There was an Afrikaans word for that. It was called apartheid. even though we criticized Jimmy Carter, he was right about that one. Much to the chagrin of AIPAC. We, by the way, are not inviting Jimmy Carter to give a speech at their annual meeting. Well, we got a whole week to go at AIPAC, but let me just tell you this. That, and C-SPAN carries it live. That's the group, that's the organization that is well-funded, very strong politically, has every single politician in Washington in their back pocket. It's a given. It's completely given, which means that U.S. foreign policy, you see, Israel sees U.S. foreign policy like a hammer, and so every conflict that it sees the conflict as a nail. That's the philosophy. That's how you solve problems diplomatically. You have a hammer, and everything you see is a nail. And in order to make you safe, what you got to do is you got to kill everything else. This is the foreign policy of George Bush. He's evildoers. His mission in the world is to rid the world of evildoers. They somehow think that by killing all the bad guys, that we will live in this utopia. That's a vision of the future that's even more misguided than the socialist liberal utopia vision of a everybody hold hands and sing kumbaya. I mean, it's almost mind-boggling. It shows a man has, well, he has no character, which, by the way, a recent poll conducted by CNN said that 80% of Americans, when talking about a future presidential candidate, they say that character is the number one issue. Character counts. Well, my question is, does McCain, Giuliani, Fred Thompson, Mitt Romney have character? I submit to you, no, they don't. There's only one man with character who has the courage of his convictions to speak out, and that's Ron Paul. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you, bye. The Bill